News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Want to talk about this cabinet meeting this morning that is going to approve new COVID restrictions, including mandatory quarantine in designated hotels for those travellers who arrive without a negative test for the virus, increased fines for non-compliance with rules, and a ban on travel from South Africa and Brazil, all set to be approved by the cabinet this morning. We are joined now by the Minister for Transport, Climate, Environment and Communications, Eamon Ryan. Minister, a lot on the agenda, a lot of measures. Some people already suggesting, though, they're not going far enough, that you should be going for mandatory quarantine of all people arriving here. You haven't gone for that. Why not?
Because I suppose, firstly, people are rightly saying, follow the health advice, follow the health advice, and we do. And that isn't the advice to go that approach from NPHET. For reasons that they would explain in terms of their, it would, I think, the way to take the words from it, you know, beware of false promise, you know, that, oh, if only we did this easy solution, everything would be fine. Or not easy solution, no one's saying it's easy.
Yeah.
But if only we did this solution, we would be fine. And actually, it is highly unlikely to be practical and would have real consequences. And I suppose the key thing as well is, as we are taking these other measures, which we think are they and others' devices can actually give us the same effect in terms of the whole thing here is reducing the risk, reducing the numbers, obviously, in our hospitals is a key measure. And the sort of measures we're going to take in lowering the number of people travelling, in particular targeting areas where there is a high risk, and yes, putting in quarantine in those cases, that manages the risk down in a far more effective way, is the argument. If that changes, if the health advice was to come and say, oh no, this is the really way to go, of course we would look at it, but it's not. And we can continue to keep it under review. I mean, this keeps changing because the virus keeps changing, so we shouldn't rule anything out, but we shouldn't be offering false promise that, there's just this easy solution, if only there's fiscal commitment to do it. There's no shortage of political commitment. It's a matter of doing what will work best.
Okay, you quite correctly point out that NPHET hadn't sought for mandatory quarantine for 14 days. What they had sought, though, was the idea of compulsory PCR testing for those arriving in, and I think a second test after 5 days is what they're looking for. Why not go for that? That seems to make sense.
Well, we do have compulsory PCR now in advance of travel.
Yeah.
And
a second test after 5 days?
And yes, that in terms of that, again, is a further iteration. And some of these measures that have been agreed by Cabinet today will take a number of weeks to put in place, including the likes of the quarantine we are going to do. And in terms of raising penalties, and or are also changing our testing regime. As I said, that's not being ruled out as a further precautionary measure. The key question, I suppose, is in terms of how do we make sure that people are actually carrying out directions that might be given. The vast majority of our public health measures have been done on a guidance basis. Now, the Irish public have rowed in, and the Irish public actually have been very good at actually managing and bringing the numbers down when we've had to, at real cost and real difficulty. But the real question in terms of putting in additional measures is how can you make sure that they actually are followed through?
Okay.
And I think first is the sort of simple measures we're introducing today, the ones that really do affect, in my mind, is what people have seen since last Friday. Garda patrol car outside Dublin Airport, stopping people coming to the airport and saying, why are you 5 kilometres from your home? What is your legitimate reason?
Why didn't we do and that 6 months ago, Minister? That's pretty obvious stuff, isn't it? And I accept your point that none of these measures are silver bullet, but why didn't we do that 6 months ago? We seem to be very reluctant to take any kind of tough line on any of these issues.
I'd say if you look back over the 9 months, and I see this as kind of working with other international colleagues, in terms of the volume of reduction in travel, in other words, the percentage reduction in travel, were probably at the most extreme end in terms of, it was about 90% roughly fall in numbers of people travelling over the last 9 months.
Yeah.
Which is significantly higher than
the numbers are very small. There's no doubt about that. But nonetheless, we have had the variants that have come here, and they've wreaked havoc. The UK variant has wreaked havoc here. I'm just wondering, should we have been tougher, quicker?
Well, now, when the variant came in, I mean, literally the next day, we banned travel to the UK. I think we were the second or third country to immediately react to that. And similarly, when the European Centre of Disease Control came back and said, no, that's not the clever way. What you need to do is put maybe in medical health measures in place. We were, again, I think, one of the first countries to say everyone coming in has to have a PCR negative in advance. So I don't think we've been slow
to
the variant coming in.
Minister, just a few issues I just want to get to you quite quickly, if possible. A big debate in the UK at the moment. I'm looking at the British papers this morning. Ministers basically saying foreign holidays are out this year for British people. They haven't formally announced it, but that's the word, that's the talk behind the scenes. I'm sure there's a lot of people here that want to know, can people at this stage in Ireland sort of say now at this point, we're not going abroad this summer for a holiday?
I don't think we're going to be flying in anything like the numbers that we would have historically. There may be exceptions to that, but I think the vast majority of what's ordinary flights
Don't book the foreign holiday this summer.
No, because I think, as I said, with the concern with the variant is that this is not, even if we get completely vaccinated and please God get the kind of cover, we live in a world where this virus is still rampant and variants will come.
Okay.
And in those circumstances, I think it's unlikely that there'll be a complete opening up of travel.
We spoke to Colm O'Rourke, the All-Ireland winner with Meath, who of course is a headmaster in County Meath now, who is arguing we should vaccinate all Leaving Cert students and teachers as a way of ensuring the Leaving Cert exam will go ahead. Would you be sympathetic to that argument?
I do believe the Leaving Cert should go ahead, and I think that is probably first priority. Well, first priority is getting special needs students back, but that second priority is kind of getting Leaving Cert students back in school and able, in my mind, to do a written Leaving Cert. I think with the direction the numbers are taking in terms of virus, I think we can do that in an environment which is similar to the one that schools operated in the autumn, so that it is, I mean, the schools that have done, particularly secondary schools, have done a really good job in terms of lowering the risk. The health advice there is that it is a safe space. I don't believe that the first thing should be to change the vaccination priority, because to be honest, those with underlying health conditions, those over 70, they have to get priority.
Okay.
And I don't think waiting until after they've been vaccinated would be the right timeline to make a decision on the Leaving Cert.
Okay, are you still confident, in a word, you're still confident the Leaving Cert can go ahead?
I am. It won't be easy, and we have to get agreement, obviously, from the unions and others. But I think if we can show, as the health authorities and advice are saying, is that this can be safe, I think it's important. I think it's important for our mental health, for our children's mental health, and I think it is the fairest system. I think it would be very difficult to get something as fair. Like, there are loads of flaws in the Leaving Cert, but one thing it is, it's an equal standard.
It is. Okay.
And I think that would be a huge benefit.
You're going to increase fines today for people who are outside the 5K limit. Do we know at this stage? Have you finalised what those fines will be?
No, just in principle, that to give the guard the further powers. I mean, my instinct is a lot of those fines are already starting to work and will kick in. It's the prospect of being fined and are prosecuted is really sufficient. But a lot of the operational matters in terms of how they're applied, what exact fines, is a matter for the guards. But the principle is agreed by Cabinet. We will provide for increased fines and increased powers for the guards. Because I think the public are rightly, they have a sense of fear that, is this thing just going to go on forever and a day? I think we can get it under check, keep it under check. We have been good at this. Yes, we had a huge spike after Christmas and for all the reasons people know. But it's starting to come back down again, and I think that sort of those sort of policing measures will actually have a huge beneficial effect and work.
And just very finally, are you minded at all? I'm seeing this, like, I know a number of newspaper columnists making this argument in recent days, including today, the zero COVID argument, that maybe after all it is time we go for that approach. We seal the border, we even seal the border with Northern Ireland, and we go for zero COVID. Do you have any sympathy with that view at all?
Of course, you listen to everyone's views. But again, as I said, we asked Tony Cullen and others yesterday, Philip Nolan, the medics last night, what did they think? And they said they didn't think it was practical. And can I give you just an example?
Really? You specifically asked them about zero COVID and they said not practical?
They said it didn't think it would be, as I said, it would offer.
Did they say why?
It wouldn't actually. Because I think can I give you an example just to explain there? Let's say, feel the border. But let's say if someone comes back from abroad, let's say they live in Newry, and they meet a neighbour, and the neighbour actually happens to work in Dundalk. Are we saying that that person can never cross the border again to go into Dundalk? And how is that the circumstances? How do you seal a border in that way? And you could look at a whole range of other. I mean, it is different for us compared to New Zealand or other. And it's not like because you want to have this circumstance, but just the physical reality of the island we live on and the level of connection, not just the north-south, but also east-west and the rest of Europe.
Okay.
So what we do need to do, and I saw Mike Ryan, people know him, the World Health Organization, the other day, saying the same thing, beware of false promise around travel bans. He says what you do need to do is to be really quick in measuring, in monitoring, in contact tracing. One of the pieces of good news in a cabinet meeting last night is because the numbers of cases are coming down, we're going to start to switch on again to that contact tracing of all cases so that we really start to get that kind of grips on it in terms of identifying where the...
That's good news. That is going to happen. Contact tracing is going to resume.
Yes, in all cases.
Okay. All right. Minister for Transport, Climate, Environment and Communications, Eamon Ryan, thank you for talking to us this morning.